Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dell Unser. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting second. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Giesen. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bruce Giesen. And now, play ball. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Garrett reaches third base with a triple. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garrett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tavares strikes out. 1 out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Unser moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeson fields it and throws to first for the out. Unser moves to third. Foley moves to second. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops it up and throws to first, with Keeson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parker hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Duffy Dyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Kieson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kieson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares takes first base on ball 4. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Rogers. Tavares moves to second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers spins and fires to second, with Foley covering, and Tavares is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Stennett strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Zisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a line drive into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bruce Keeson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Keeson is 0 for 1 in the game. Keeson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tavares hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Tavares steals second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tavares moves to third. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Unser strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Robinson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Zisk moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Duffy Dyer. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan now catching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett misplays the ball. That's an error on Stennett. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry White pinch runs for Andre Thornton. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Sanguilan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sanguilan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Expos. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Sanguilan and he is safe. Valentine steals second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Jerry White now playing left field. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Bruce Giesen. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tavares is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tavares hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Williams and he is out, Foley applying the tag. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 3 in the game. Stennett hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Justy now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Unser. The throw from Sanguillan and he is out, Stennett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stargell is 0 for 3 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 0 for 3 in the game. Parker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.